With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israeli airstrikes and ground attacks hammering Gaza City. Ground forces battling Hamas terrorists near the largest hospital. But Israel's military says there is a safe corridor for civilians out of Shifa to southern Gaza, and they will assist them today. In a televised address, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no ceasefire until all 239 hostages taken by Hamas are returned. The Republican congressman who heads the House GOP's investigation of the origins of COVID-19 is stepping down.
Ohio's Brad Wenstrup was first elected to the House in 2012, but says he wants to spend more time with his family. Wenstrup's announcement came the same day another congressman said he wouldn't seek re-election. Democrat Derek Kilmer of Washington also cited a desire for more family time. The pair among nearly two dozen House members announcing they will not be running again in 2024. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
New electric vehicles are being planned by Detroit's automakers.
Stellantis plans to build a new midsize pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. General Motors plans to build at least six new electric vehicles, including a full-size SUV. Those and other plans by Detroit's automakers have emerged in details of the tentative contract agreements that ended the six-week strikes by the United Auto Workers Union.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The credit rating agency Moody's Investor Service has lowered its outlook for the U.S. government's debt to negative from stable. In a statement, the agency cites the cost of rising interest rates and political polarization in Congress for its move. Moody's retained its top AAA credit rating on U.S. government debt, though it's the last of the three ratings to do so. This is SRN News. One evangelical leader is warning that pro-abortion groups intend to swamp the country with cash in an effort to enshrine the procedure in state constitutions. Dr. Albert Moeller is with the Southern Baptist Convention.
The political opposition to the protection of the unborn is absolutely fierce, and it's increasingly well-funded. And as we're looking at the United States, it is clear that we have a huge job to do as pro-life advocates in helping our fellow citizens to understand what is at stake and what actually happens in an abortion.
A growing number of states, he says the new effort by pro-abortion forces is more about more than just defending the procedure in a few states.
It's about abortion becoming central to the messaging and the platform of the Democratic Party in a way that that pro-abortion party had not ever pushed before.
A growing number of states will be considering abortion amendments next year, and abortion advocates plan to outspend pro-lifers if they can. This is SRN News. A look back at history thanks to a former First Lady.
Lady Bird Johnson began recording an audio diary in the days after Lyndon Johnson became president in 1963, following the assassination of President John Kennedy. She also recorded interviews and narrated home movies. Recent projects include a documentary called The Lady Bird Diaries. It premieres Monday on Hulu. Also a University of Texas podcast, and an exhibit in Austin at the LBJ Presidential Library. Jason Walker reporting.
Four men have been charged over the theft of an 18-karat gold toilet from Blenheim Palace, the sprawling English mansion where British wartime leader Winston Churchill was born. The commode, valued at $6 million, was the work of an Italian conceptual artist, Maurizio Catalan. This is SRN News.